Big Gal.
The station with the happy difference.
Bringing it back on the memory station. Thank you, Danny. I'm back.
You're better off when your radio's on.
Live from a darkened bunker outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Rick Ainley.
Troubles are heavy. Beneath the stars, I play my guitar just like Eddie. Now, troubles may come and troubles may go, but they always find me ready upon a hill, playing still just like Eddie. Whenever your troubles are heavy, beneath the stars you play your guitars just like Eddie.
From the stable of Joe Meek and his second solo single since he left the Tornadoes, Hines, Just Like Eddie, got to number five in 1963. Well, a very good early evening to you. I'm Rick Ainley, coming to you live from our studios just outside Atlanta, Georgia, in the US of A, where it's afternoon my time, and I'm sitting in for Paul Voss, who can't be with you this week. So it's me for the next hour. We are live. I've got a ton of great music. You can send your emails to studio@bigoldradio.co.uk. We'll have a little bit of fun with some competitions if we can, as well as there any songs you want to hear. Now, my library is a little smaller than the others, but the reason I played Hines is I was building the show this morning, high time, and I discovered, lots of pictures, Costco in the US now sell Hines beans. The British ones. What you call beans, by the way, are here called vegetarian beans, because most of the beans you can buy in the supermarkets are usually made of pork sauce and stuff and bits of meat in them and stuff like that. So anyway, lots of great music.
Look, before you got me running, I bet you saw me coming after you were.
Doolies and Wanted 1979 got to number 3 in the British charts. That's definitely a memory maker from me. Always played on the jukebox when I was a bingo caller in Cleethorpes Seafront. The next song was the other song always played on the jukebox. So, let's have a little bit of fun, shall we? Shall we have a little competition?
Here's how the contest works.
This one's slightly different. There are many pop music songs over the years inspired by our great classical composers. Johann Sebastian Bach, well known in the classical circles. Lots of music, including, of course, the Messiah, Hallelujah, and all that stuff. But he did this. So the question I have for you is, what hit did this piece of music inspire? It was a group well known around the world, and this hit was big in the UK, but not necessarily in the States. So what did this piece of classical music from J.S. Bach inspire?
Here's the number to call.
Email studio at bigalradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L, the heart and soul of rock and roll.
So I'd love to hear from you if you think you know what it is. Studio at bigalradio.co.uk. Classically inspired? Give it a go. There's nothing to lose, just virtual sausage rolls. This is the other song that brings back memories of being a bingo caller on Cleethorpes Seafront. It's the Corgis, and If I Had You. Rick Ainley sitting in for Paul Voss on the Big L International. song is If I Had You, also from 1979. Congratulations to Howard, you've got it right. Anita from Epsom, absolutely spot on. Steve and Jenny from Withall, or Withall in Worcestershire. Yes, you're spot on too. Paul and Melanie, also spot on. I've got our first request of the show. John from Derbyshire says, can you play Sylvester, You Make Me Feel? You Make Me Feel what? This is a boogie number. This has got me tap dancing almost in my seat. A little bit of strutting the funky stuff. Wearing the old white suits and going to the discos and the nightclubs way back in the 70s and the 80s. Oh, it takes me back to a place called Tots in Southend. Talk of the South. You Make Me Feel. Mighty Real is apparently part of the title. Sylvester, and that was John Derbyshire. Howard, yes, you were right. Richie Blackmore did play guitar on Just Like Eddie. And then went on to found Deep Purple and Rainbow, as I remember rightly. And he said he was going to request Just Like Eddie. Just got an email from Colin. Very good evening to you. He said, I was worried for a moment. I thought Paul Voss has suddenly got a Lincolnshire accent. Didn't hear all the classical thing, but I think it could be a... you're actually spot on. Give you another chance to hear what is the classical inspiration. It inspired a song that the group was huge on both sides of the Atlantic, but it really was a hit in the UK. And there's kind of a funny story about the song title. Because the guy who wrote it got divorced, had to change it. Bit of a clue there, methinks. If you think you know which song that inspired, studio@biglradio.co.uk. David and Trina know it's not what you think.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday.
Sam Cooke and another Saturday night. Oh, I remember those nights, particularly when you move towns or cities and all of a sudden you're on your own for a Saturday night and you didn't want to go out to the pub on your own. It's really not a big deal, is it? You know, when you get older, you don't kind of care less, don't you? That's what I find. Like, I didn't like going to restaurants on my own. Now when I travel, don't care. Your problem, not mine. But so, anyway, I'm sitting in for Paul Voss, who can't be with you this weekend, second time today, and we're waiting for a giant winter storm to hit us. It's hitting lots of parts of the United States right now. We're expecting an ice storm, which is very unique. I've never really felt one of those before, where literally it will rain ice, if there's such a thing. It basically freezes as it hits the ground and basically forms sheet ice. And we're expecting it to be, but right now, between a tenth of an inch and quarter of an inch, which is okay. It's, you don't go out on it because it's like a skating rink and you'll just fly everywhere. And it just becomes a complete mess. So David and Trina, you've got it right as well. Congratulations. Everyone's got it right. So we're going to get it. Now, if we get any heavier than that, like quarter to half an inch, that's where power lines could collapse and tree limbs could fall off. There's going to be parts, certainly in North Georgia, where I live, further up towards the mountains, that might get towards an inch of ice. Think about an inch of ice. How heavy that is. It's amazing. Last chance to think about this. Johann Sebastian Bach, composer extraordinaire. Really was, actually. But lots of what he did inspired the music we know and love today. And this particular piece did. What do you think it was? studio@biglradio.co.uk if you think you know the answer.
This is Big L Whoopee!
It's 1965 again. Live on the wind, born on the wind.
From the Big L Fab 500, Marianne Faithfull and This Little Bird. Tweet, tweet. 1965. All right, congratulations to Howard. You got it spot on. You wanted some... What did I write here? Oh, I've no idea what I wrote. Fruity thing? I don't know. Anita from Epson, great to hear from you. Paul and Melanie, David and Trina, Steve and Jenny. Ah, Paul and Melanie twice. I wrote it down twice. Well, you got it right. Congratulations. Those of you who are regular listeners to my show earlier on a Saturday.
You must eat the sausage roll.
A virtual sausage roll, of course. Johann Sebastian Bach's Joy of Jesus Man Desiring inspired the Beach Boys to come up with, write and sing Lady Linda.
Big L! It's a blast!
Lady Linda by the Beach Boys. That was the answer to our competition. Written by Al Jardine and Ron Holtback. And Al Jardine's wife was Linda at the time. Well, they got divorced. So the song was rewritten to be Lady Liberty, a tribute to the Statue of Liberty. And yes, they played harpsichord on that song, really did. Good tribute to Johann Sebastian Bach, J.S. Bach, as well as the instruments of the day. Congratulations to Mike Smith. Your email landed literally as I played the jingle, so you did get it right in the nick of time. So great to hear from you. I appreciate that. Not used to somebody live at this time. Well, Paul couldn't, show couldn't do, unfortunately. So I am sitting in for him and I am live because I enjoy being live and I don't do live very often, apart from Saturdays at noon UK time. No, 5 p.m. UK time. It's noon my time over here, just outside Atlanta, Georgia. I've got some great music coming up, including the competition in the next half hour of the show is going to bring back some memories. It certainly did to me when I was a kid, when I found it. I actually have the song on 7-inch vinyl that we're going to play a little bit later on. We're going to do a triple bake now. Three great songs. Ray Peterson, the original of Tell Laura I Love Her, which was banned by the BBC. A bit of Gene Pitney and a bit of The Bachelors. Sit back. Dandelion and burdock, large sausage roll, fish chips, mushy peas, saveloy, sausage in batter. Don't care. Just have any. I'm very jealous now because I can't get any of that over here. I'm getting really hungry. I might need to make some sausage rolls.
It took 50 years to make them, and only one station's playing them. The heart and soul of rock and roll. Big L.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything, flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race, $1,000 prize it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait." He drove his car to the racing ground. Was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die." Now in the chapel, Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel she can hear him cry, "Tell Laura I love her.
Say that I won't be home anymore, 'cause something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of a small motel. She was there. And so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay, she said, okay. Only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and night time turned into day. As we were dancing closely, all of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
The Saturday Tea Time Show.
No arms can ever hold you like these arms of mine.
No arms can ever hold you
Whoa, what a great song that is. Number 7 for them in 1964 in the British charts. The Bachelors, No Arms Can Ever Hold You. And we gave you a bit of Gene Pitney, and before that, Ricky Valance. And the song that was banned by the BBC, his version of Tell Laura I Love You, because of the organ music in the chapel, it was determined tasteless by those nice gentlemen at the BBC. So, a very good evening to you, Otto, in the Czech Republic. Great to hear from you. It was Bach was the Joy of Man's Desiring, which led on to Lady Linda. And Mike says, yes, that's what held me up. A chicken korma, rice and a peroni to wash it down. In Dawlish, recovering from the ravages of Windy Storm Ingrid. I think our winter storm's got a name. I have no idea. I just know it could be messy. Now, if you're in areas up like Washington, D.C., you might be getting a foot of snow, which is always fun. I'd rather have that than ice. Ice storms are not fun, by the way, because you cannot stand up. You can't go anywhere. Your cars are no good because the roads are just sheet ice. It is a real thing. We're meant to get temperatures warm up tomorrow and get some rain, so hopefully that will melt and take care of the ice. But we're going to be, I think, Monday night, minus 13 Celsius, so it's going to stuck. I got a doozy of a memory maker as a competition coming up after the break.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.
Bruce Harrison, Seoul.
Award-winning, objective news coverage for TV, radio and digital networks. For more information and to sample our latest work, visit us at featurestory.com.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who has made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit donate.bigl.co.uk and click on Donate, or if you would like to make a regular monthly contribution, please go to the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us to keep the music alive. Thank you.
ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester. We offer a complete PAT testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in 2002, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. Why not see if ReadSafe can help with your electrical appliance inspection needs? Visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester.
TGIF. Thank goodness it's fun with Big L.
Rick Ainley.
Big L 500 again. Sweet Talking Guy, 1966, The Chiffons. Don't forget to stay listening to Big L tonight because Phil Troll's coming up between 8 and 10 UK time tonight, so in about 17 minutes. How many radio stations are live on a Saturday night? This is not only in the UK, but in the US as well. Not that many. We're one of them. Fancy a bit of fun and a memory maker?
Here's how the contest works.
Gonna play you a bit of a song that will take you back potentially to the 60s and 70s. And can you guess where all this comes from and who was the guy behind them?
D-I-D-D-Y.
Ooh. Do I hear those cogwheels turning?
D-I-D-D-Y.
Here's the number to call.
Email studio at biglradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll.
This is Big L. Whoopee!
Duke, 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 Duke of Earl. Duke, Duke, Duke of Earl. Duke, Duke. Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke, 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 Duke of Earl, Duke, Duke.
As I wander through this world, nothing can stop Duke of Earl. And you are my girl. No one can hurt you.
Covering the original Gene Chandler song, The Duke of Earl. Made it a minute longer as well when they did the cover version. So congratulations to Anita from Epsom. You've got it spot on. Paul and Melanie, absolutely on the nose. David and Trina, no. But I do remember that series. We're about a couple of decades before that. See if you guess where this comes from.
D-I-D-D-Y.
There was a well-known comedian who had a bit of a fight with the tax man and won. That may be a bit of a clue.
D-I-D-D-Y.
So I'd love to hear from you. Studio at biglradio.co.uk. Now, Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler, darts. There was a group called the Pearlettes who went, hey, we're not going to get left out of this. What about us women? We need a version of the song. It can't just be the Duke of Earl.
Oh, yes, at last in this world, I've got the Duke of Earl. And I am his girl. And no one can hurt me. Oh, no, yes, I'm going to let him love me.
Kind of a one hit for them, and only barely just. It broke into the top 100, got to as high as 96, spent a total of 2 weeks in the charts. The Duchess of Earl by a group called the Pearlettes, or the Pearlettes, from 1962. Last chance to hear this.
D-I-D-D-Y.
Congratulations to Howard. You got it right. You want some Garibaldi biscuits. Why not? David and Trina, you've also now got it right. A couple more answers coming in, I think. Let's have a look. Oh, yes. Colin, congratulations. Mike Smith, no, it's not the Chipmunks, but you actually got it right as well. So congratulations to everybody. Last chance. Give us a go. See what you think it is.
It's another wonderful weekend.
Another forgotten song from the vinyl graveyard.
Until then.
sleep and dream again. That's the only thing to do, till all my lover's dreams come true. 'Cause I want a girl to call my own. I wanna dream over so I don't have to dream alone.
He recorded quite a lot of stuff. Came originally from Fulham, southwest London, just could never get traction. His version of Dream Lover, the song He Is Duffy Power, but just couldn't get traction, even albums, and people thought he was great, loved him, just wouldn't sell. But he did play on the soundtrack to The Italian Job. Anyway, congratulations to Howard, Anita, Paul and Melody, David and Trina, Colin and Mike. You all got it. The comedian was Ken Dodd. The song was We Are the Diddy Men. And I loved this as a kid. And I had a chance when I was a kid to meet Ken Dodd. And I told him I love the Diddy Men. And he looked at me and made some tickly joke with his feather dustery thing and said, great. And that was it. But I was just blown away by stardom.
Big L, it's a blast.
Seven tall, with my 6-inch shillelagh, sure I'll marmalize you all. I'm Evan from the valleys, I've travelled very far, and from all the diddy Welshmen, here's a diddy yucky dar.
We are the diddy men, itty bitty diddy men, we are the diddy men, who come from naughty Ash.
From Inver Cocky Leaky, me Hamish, that's my name. I've just a diddy sporran, but I'll wiggle it just the same. I'm Nigel Ponsonby Smallpiece, the cream of the elite. Just follow me and you will see my diddy country seat.
We are the diddy men, itty bitty diddy men. We are the diddy men who come from naughty Ash. Our diddy hearts are dutiful, our tummies are jambotiful. In accents many and various, we're feeling catty hilarious, merry and gay, wherever we are. A diddy ballet, a diddy ballet.
Oh, the memories from that one, eh? Ken Dodd and his Diddy Men, and the song was called We Are the Diddy Men. That's brought back memories and happy ones to me, and I hope to you. Thank you very much for listening for the last hour. I will be back again next Saturday at 5 p.m. UK time, as usual. Not sure who will be in this slot next week. But anyway, take care. Have a great week. Phil Troll will be live and lively coming up next here on The Big L. I'll leave you with a bit of Bonnie Tyler, Lost in France. Wherever you are, stay safe. Have a great week. Phil Troll is next.